Chapter 2. The Painful Truth. Leaving the fairy kingdom to its dreary business, Belle blinked twice and ended her self-imposed exile. She had said she'd go find Peter's heir right away, but what was the hurry? She'd ignored the girl this long. What would a little more time hurt? The siren call of home vibrated in her bones. Choosing her destination, she willed herself high over the magical island. She burst from darkness into light. The Neverland! At last! She took a deep breath to prepare for her descent and promptly choked in dismay. Senses assaulted, she froze mid-dive. Smoky air clung, sticky, on her wings. The reek of charred wood and sulfur burned her nose and planted a bitter taste in her mouth. Looking around, her eyes met a nightmare sight. "Oh, no!" she croaked. Apparently the vision she had during her meditation had been spot on. The Neverland's familiar curves and ridges should have been fringed with green. Crowned by ancient forests, its shores ringed by turquoise water. Instead, it looked like something dead, flung into a mud puddle. Trembling began in the tips of Belle's wings and spread to her heart. "Shivering snails," she whispered. "How long have I been gone?" Time in the fairy kingdom passed so slowly as to hardly matter, but any amount of time might have passed in the Neverland while she'd sulked in the Crystal City. Fury simmered in her belly, and her cheeks burned. "Sheer stupidity," she muttered. "I thought he'd miss me so much he'd change his ways." She hugged herself to quiet her shivers. Obviously, Captain Littlejack and his precious black dragon, Sinkaraz, had been having a field day in her absence. One thing was clear. The Neverland had to be saved. But not by a small female relative of Peter's. She'd do it herself. Covering her nose and mouth with her hands, Belle dropped straight for Kid's Cove. The Jolly Roger would be anchored there. The pirate captain had some explaining to do. She could have found Little Jack's porthole in her sleep. After all, she'd practically lived there in the years after Peter Pan left. She peered through the thick wavy glass, eyes watering. Sure enough, Captain Little Jack was in. He stood, squinting at a silver vial hung from a chain around his neck. Belle shivered. The image echoed her meditation with disturbing accuracy. He clutched the vial with the bare metal claw that stood in for his right hand. A lacy white sleeve draped the claw, but she'd seen him without long sleeves many years ago when he'd been a boy. His own right arm ended just below the elbow in a nasty nub. Two metal bars completed his forearm and became pincers. His left arm grew longer, almost to where a hand should be before it ended in an ugly scar. A metal hook capped the wrist instead of a hand. Glancing up, he spotted her. His lip twitched and his mustache jumped. She watched as he unlatched the porthole with his hook. It was J.A.S.'s hook, very hook. Little Jack had been awarded the famous appendage when he'd become captain of the Jolly Roger. It was much shinier and sharper than the hook he'd arrived with. Little Jack beamed a toothy grin. Belle knew better than to fall for that smile of his. Belle took a deep breath. "Remember what you came for," she told herself. Aloud, she said, "Is that what I think it is?" She pointed to the vial, still clutched in Little Jack's claw. If it was, she understood completely what was wrong here. The life had been literally sucked out of the Neverland by that horrible black dragon, Sinkaraz.
"The very same. Sinkaraz's elixir of life. Liquid gold," he chortled. "Soon I'll have enough to use on meself, to grow real hands."
Belle lost her barely held composure. "I can't believe you would exchange the Neverland for hands," she shrilled.
"Me hands are me life dream," he snarled. "The chance to be whole is worth much more than a silly island and a stupid old fairy godmother."
Belle gasped. "Stupid! Old!
Everything you enjoy is because of me. Give me my due respect, young man. Little Jack gave a sharp bark of laughter.
Ha! Young man, take another look, Granny.
The look he tossed her added insult to injury.
I'm not your little adopted pen replacement anymore. I haven't needed you for years.
His voice calmed.
Besides, you've been at sea 5 years yourself. What course did you sail, anyway?
5 years? Shock filled Belle's head like a balloon inflating. She sank to the plush red arm of Jack's chair, thudding to a seat.
I've been gone 5 years? She repeated. It's been that long since we argued?
Oh, aye. 'Twas 5 years ago I captured Peter Pan's grown daughter and her fool of a husband.
The words clearly tasted sweet.
And fed them to Sincaraz. Belle shuddered. You promised not to go on collecting humans for dragon fodder. You said you'd let things return to their natural order.
The captain cocked his head.
Perhaps I did.
He shrugged.
And so I will, after I have me hands. Which I haven't. Not quite.
He lifted the vial to his ear and shook it gently.
If you let it go any longer, the Neverland will die. She must make him understand. You let Sincarav strip it of life. You're the one responsible for this.
Her anger turned to fear, and she felt suddenly weak. With a wave of dread, she knew. Her own fate was linked to the Neverland's. If she stayed here, and the Neverland died, so would she. Her vision blurred, and she felt faint. This was horrible. It seemed she couldn't save her home, and this powerful protege of hers wouldn't.
Captain Littlejack watched her with a shrewd smile. Perhaps I am responsible.
He shrugged again.
When one wants something, there are sacrifices to be made.
Gathering her forces, Belle flew at Little Jack's face, stopping inches before his eyes.
Sacrifices? She fumed. But who's had to sacrifice? Not you.
She didn't know why she didn't stop talking right there. If she'd had any sense at all, she would have kept her cards close to her chest. It seemed she couldn't help herself.
Oh, she chuckled. But you'll get yours, Little Jack.
The power of Pan can still heal the Neverland, and when it does, you'd better watch out.
Ha, ha, ha!
Little Jack clapped his hook against his claw. The metallic pinging echoed his sarcasm.
I dealt with that threat long ago. I did away with Pan's heirs, me fairy godmother, in case your mind's completely gone.
Belle whirred to the porthole. She hung suspended just long enough to hurl a sentence.
Ah, but Captain, what you don't realize is that you missed one.
Out the porthole she flew, as fast as her old fairy wings would carry her. There was no time to spare. If the Neverland was to be saved, she had to get Peter's only remaining heir now. Even if it was just a girl. Just an orphan girl named Piper Pizzini.